Baby, you understand me now. If sometimes you see that I'm mad, don't you know no one alive can always be an angel? When everything goes wrong, you see some bad. But I'm just a soul whose intentions are good. Oh Lord, please don't let me be misunderstood.
You're listening to Prison Pipeline on KBOO Portland, 90.7 FM. Prison Pipeline presents a unique perspective of the criminal justice system, addressing the root causes of crime, and broadening understanding of the institution of incarceration. Good evening, folks. I'm Carlos Chavez, and I'll be your host for tonight's program. Tonight, we're going to focus on youth and how they're moving past the stigmatization of incarceration by getting involved in positive activities on campus, and I'm talking about youth corrections. My guest tonight is B-Boy Merc, Kevin Lay, who is a friend of mine that's been helping me run some programs in East Portland and within the youth corrections. And we're going to speak about a recent program that we've been working on a little later this evening. But to start off with, I want to feature our youth that are at McLaren Youth Corrections in the radio journalism class at McLaren Youth Corrections. Did I say McLaren? Did I already say that? Yeah, McLaren Youth Corrections. I run a class out there. It's a radio group, and from time to time I feature those guys on KBOO, and I'm going to do that tonight. This is the first time that they've ever put together. They've done little segments and stuff like that, but usually I'll produce it and I'll kind of put the stuff together in a segment or in an entire program. This time around, the guys actually wrote, you know, what they worked on. They hosted it, they anchored it, they produced it, they did the whole thing, and they basically did it in a live style format at the facility. I recorded it when they did it, so it was like a one take deal. I did a tiny bit of editing just to kind of crunch the time down for tonight's show, but this is it. So we're gonna put those guys on. I'm real proud of those guys, and I'm gonna give you a little taste of what they've been learning.
Respect.
This is KBOO Portland, and you are listening to McLaren Community Voice. Your hosts today are Robert
and Ezekiel. Today on the show, we got a couple segments for you guys. First, we're going to be talking about music life in McLaren, how guys are making negative into positive by producing their own beats and making their own rhymes.
The second segment we're going to do is about the Olympics that McLaren hosted behind its wall, and we're going to be talking to some of the men that competed in that.
Yeah, man. This is Reed DaVinci, a.k.a. RDDP, man. Listening to KBOO Radio 90.7, McLaren Community Voice. And you know what I'm saying? Today, it's me and my partner right here.
Yes, sir, man. Tavares, man. That's my name, man. You know how it is. What's going on, Reef?
Nothing much, man. We just going to come and just talk about this music stuff that's going on in here.
Okay.
Since we both artists and, you know, we both found our passion really in jail, then you know what I'm saying, it's only best to speak on what we know and how we came to be. So let's just jump it off. And
all right, let's jump into it, man.
Ask you a question, man. What inspired you to make music?
And the biggest inspiration I can think of is my father right now, man. He's the one that does the studio. He's a producer. He's been producing since I was like 10 years old, and it's just getting better and better as time is going on. So that's how it is, man. That's where I'm at.
Okay. And what messages do you try to promote when you're making your music?
When it comes to messages, I mean, it's on and off. I mean, there's a time and place for everything, you know what I'm saying? You can't be too serious all the time, you know what I'm saying? So that's what I try to really communicate throughout the music. You know, it's just don't take certain things so serious.
Okay, and so, you know, I've been knowing you for a little bit, and you say you got two mixtapes. You know what I'm saying? Let the people know what they called and what's the feel of these mixtapes.
All right, well, my first mixtape that I made while I was in prison was Underestimated. That's self-explanatory, you know. And then my second one, Testing the Waters, get a feel for things that I haven't done before. So pretty cool being able to produce that all on my own. I make my beats on my own. A lot of people don't know how much work I really put into it, so that's pretty cool.
Okay, and what do you plan to do with your music in the future?
I think the biggest thing I'm going to do with my music is just put it out to my family. I'm not really worried about if it gets big or not. I mean, I'm not really worried about that stuff, so just hear it from me.
All right, and last question. What performances have you done recently within McLaren, and who do you feel like you can make good music with?
Yeah, I've done a couple performances at Little Juneteenth. They want me to do a little one at a multicultural event. So, yeah. And definitely want to collab with this man, Reef Da Vinci. Kathleen, I'm trying to collab with Kathleen. You know what I'm saying? Have her on the hook. Yeah, man, that's about it, though. Switching some questions. Can I ask you some questions, sir?
Go ahead.
All right, man. What's your inspiration, man, for music?
Well, honestly, just life, man. I just been doing a lot of time right now, and I just seen everybody else around me doing raps, and I feel like I'm more creative than some of these dudes you listening to on the radio and seeing on the TV. So why not try? You know what I'm saying? Why not at least give it a shot?
I'm feeling it. Exactly what do you think that you want to put forth in the future? Like a mixtape, an album, what exactly are you trying to do?
Really, I don't really got no plan for this music, but if I get out and I see somebody, or matter of fact, if I got a feel that music is going to be my way to do something big, then that's what I'm going to do. If I'm feeling like it's not, then I'm not going to do that. Because music is not my first love. It's just secondary.
All right, that makes sense. And exactly what is the first love?
Oh, yeah, football. Football, I love football. Right. It's my favorite sport, Seahawks.
Yeah, okay, go Seahawks. Russell Wilson. All right. So exactly when did you know you liked music?
Man, I've been loving music forever, but I started to like rapping when I first got locked up because, like I said, everybody was doing it. And at JDH, where I was at in Monoma County, they had computers with GarageBand, and people were like making music, and like I was like, okay, like this sounds cool. And back then, I was making music about stupid stuff like money and females and all that stuff. But I ended up switching that up because I came to McLaren, and there were some good mentors here who helped me out, and like they was rapping about, not all that other BS, but about some real stuff that's going on. And that kind of inspired me to rap about stuff that's really going on and not just perpetuate the violence and all the negative stuff in society.
All right, man. Sounds good. As you have it, man, this is Reef Da Vinci, man. You hear it first from the architect, man. This is Tavares, man. We're out.
Yep.
This is Gustavo featuring the Olympics history at McLaren. Real quick, just to keep it sweet and simple, 4 years ago we hosted a McLaren Olympics here, that which included 4x500 meter relay, a tug of war, 3x3 basketball, football, and soccer competitions. And just to be quick, at tug of war 4 years ago, we did compete with the staff, and we beat them. Now, for featuring this Olympics for this year, 2016, I just want to mention that we also did a 4x400 meter relay. We did a 100 meter dash, and we did a 4 by 100 meter relay. We did soccer 6 by 6, and we did a tug of war. We also did basketball 3 on 3, a 10K, 6.2 miles. Can you believe that? We did it. Now, I'm going to bring you Griffin, who is going to talk a little bit about the soccer and the tug of war.
So what's up? My name is Griffin. Here at McLaren, we're really involved with soccer. It's kind of like a movement here. Everyone loves to play soccer. We go out on the field and, you know, just get pickup games. And we also like indoor soccer, which is futsal. So we had a little six versus six indoor soccer tournament here. It was pretty fun. It was kind of like a mixed teams, but everyone had fun. Got a little aggressive, got a little bumps on my legs and everything, but you know, it's all good. It's all part of the game. Then we had a little tug of war versus the first. We did it youth versus youth, and my team lost, but it's all right. And then after that, we did it against the staff, and the first time we won, and then I told everyone, I was like, yeah, hey, this next time we got a, 1, 2, 3 pull, we're just going to let go of the rope. And so after that, we just, 1, 2, 3 pull, let go of the rope, and all the staff just fell over, doing somersaults. It was pretty hilarious, to see their reaction. You would have thought that they would expect it, but I guess not. I mean, so it was pretty cool. And then I'm going to let Keegan finish out. He's going to talk about other events.
Hey, yo, what's up? It's Keegan. As I'm going to talk about basketball at first, we did a 3-on-3. The team I was on, we played 2 games, 20-minute halves. First game, we only won by 3. It was pretty crazy. I passed it to my boy, Reith, over there. He hit a 3-pointer, won the game. It was pretty cool. Then we won our second game by 5. It was pretty grueling. They were playing us pretty hard and everything. Well, we won the championship and everything, and we down with that. So we also did a 10K, which my friend Gustavo said it was a 6.2 miles and stuff. I ran that in 43 minutes. I took first place. It was really hot out there. It was 90 degrees out there and everything. I can't believe I finished it. I wanted to give up halfway through it. I don't know how I did it.
Well, that's it, folks. Thank you for staying tuned to the McLaren Olympics. Have a nice, pleasant day.
Respect, 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 respect.
Again, today you are listening to KBOO Portland, and this is McLaren Community Voice, and this is your host, Robert and
Ezekiel. I want to give a shout out to Tavares, the guy, all the instrumentals you listen to is him, man. This is McLaren making the finest beats out here in the streets of Multnomah County. Marion County. But once again, the segments we did today was on Music Life here in McLaren in the Summer Olympics, McLaren status. You're listening to McLaren Community Voice. See you next time.
Respect, 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 respect.
Cool. That was a podcast done by my guys at McLaren Youth Corrections. Big up, guys, at McLaren Community Voice Radio Group, Kathleen with Hope Partnership for helping us make that happen. This was the first segment that they've ever completely produced themselves, written all that kind of stuff. So they put it together. I just kind of was teaching them the ropes and showing them how to piece together a program like this. This is the first time they've ever done one on their own. I basically kind of stood back. And just let them do their thing, and they put that nice little segment together. So big up you guys, got a lot of talented folks in there, man. Real proud of you guys. Next up, I got my guest Kevin Lay with me, who's in the studio, and he and I have been working on a project over at Multnomah County Juvenile Detention, doing a breakdancing program. through a grant that we got through, it was an arts equity grant that we got through the Regional Arts and Culture Council. First thing I did was Kevin's been in the mix with my organization, Morpheus Youth Project, for quite some time now. We've hosted a number of breakdancing jams, which is basically a breakdancing competition. And we've done a number of those, plus other events, concerts, fundraisers, that kind of stuff. Hosted a hip-hop program out in East Portland. And this time we did a program within Youth Corrections. And so he was, of course, the first person that I called to be my lead instructor. So he's a member of New Birth Crew here in Portland, who is one of the premier breakdancing crews here in the Pacific Northwest, not just here in Portland. So he's probably going to downplay that, but big up. So anyways, thanks for being on the show tonight, man.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Cool. So tell the audience a little bit about this program we've been running and like what your involvement's been.
Yeah, it's been through the span of 8 weeks at DCJ, Donald E. Long Detention Center. And really, we're just trying to do foundations of breaking, really get all the guys introduced into, top rock footwork, flow, and, being creative, and also the history of breaking and hip hop altogether. So culturally, and then also just connecting in that cipher, in that circle.
What do you, I'm going to kind of throw a bigger question at you right out the gate. Because, Kevin and I talk a lot about, we're always collabing and kind of coming up with ideas of, how do we want to approach different programs that we're involved in or different events. We just have discussions all the time about hip hop culture, the stigmatizations that are attached to that, but also the arts, with youth that are detained, that are incarcerated at whatever level, whether it's at the juvenile facility, which is the one that we're talking about right now. That one is located, some folks are probably wondering right now, which facility you're talking about? It's the one that's in Portland. It's in East Portland, near 56th and right between Halsey and Gleason, right there. If you know where the Fred Meyers on Gleason right there, it's right next to that. Anyways, we're always talking about, hip hop, just like that cult, the culture, what it means to us and everyone else really. But, what is that, with that stigmatization, a lot of people think that, hip hop is like, what are you doing, throwing hip hop at kids that are incarcerated? That's people automatically equate, hip hop with like gang culture as it is. But the other thing is that when youth are incarcerated, folks are wondering, what the kids should be focused on is like education and job training, job skills, that kind of stuff. What do you think about that type of opinion and, in terms of what we're doing at that facility? Do you think it matters what we're doing?
I think it does substantially, because once they join in the breakdancing class in a circle, we're immediately unifying everyone. So, even before you have a class on, writing or math, if you can get them in a setting where they're all connected and, whatever, maybe they're enemies, prior to the class, but in this class, they are dancing all in one cipher. That's a really big thing, and especially creative wise, like the arts and breaking, something that's street, something that appeals to them with positive values. That's like we're meeting them where they're comfortable in a way.
Yeah.
Rather than bringing them to a different environment or a different mind state that they might not be know too much about. Like they can hear the beat and feel it. And, that's the beginning of it. And, it leads to infinite possibilities afterwards.
What about the stigmatization of hip hop is like an educational tool? There's folks that I hear, it's like, whoa, there's a lot of negativity that's going on.
Right.
What are you going to teach them? How to be, drug dealers. And, some people get, I think, kind of ignorant when it comes to that kind of stuff. How can you, What's your answer to that?
Well, especially in the media, they never really want to show the, you know, intelligent forms of hip hop, the, you know, all the very intelligent breaking, the intelligent lyricism, you know, the intelligent, you know, turntablists and breakers and writers and all that. So there's a very narrow view of hip hop, and they don't understand that it actually started as something that, you know, from poor people that were trying to be positive and actually get away from the gang life. So I think it's a lot of preconceived notions and not enough education of what hip hop actually really stands for and what it does for millions of youth all over the world and adults into adulthood and for the rest of your life, really.
Yeah, I agree with that. I heard there's a quote that KRS-One has that, you know, if it, and I'm paraphrasing, but it talks about, like, you know, if hip hop has the power to be, you know, negative, have these negative effects, they have an equal amount of power to be positive. Right. You know, it just depends on how you wield it. You know what I mean?
Right.
And I completely agree with that.
Yeah.
You know, for the B-boys out there, for the B-boy community out there, what type of stuff are you teaching these youth? Like, what is it? How are you approaching the program? Who's involved?
Oh, well, New Birth Crew, you know, really helped us along with my crew, New Birth, helped us with the class a lot. A lot of my crew members, a lot of just folks in the community, you know, like Steven Tan, he's not in my crew. He came out, Woods from Salem. So we really wanted to unify folks and bring like a good perspective, because we all came from, you know, different backgrounds, different, you know, ethnic backgrounds and what have you. So I think we bring in sort of something familiar to whoever we teach is, hey, I'm just like you, and this is how you start. And if you can continue, so many things are open for you, and you can always learn more, and especially respect, especially, you know, unity and community and then also humility. I think breaking brings a lot of humility.
You put yourself out there big time.
You put yourself out there, you get burned, that's how you get better. And, you know, there's checks and balances in the hip-hop world, you know, at least in the underground, that is.
Yeah, these guys have been pretty brave, man, because, especially that you mentioned that, because I know that some of these kids are, you know, have some gang affiliations or just don't get along with other folks that are even in the class, and they're setting that down and jumping in the cypher or working as teams, you know, when they're, you know, competing against each other in the cypher or what have you, or even just doing call outs, or even if we're just goofing around,
right?
Like, they're jumping out there, they're putting themselves out there in a scenario that might not be so comfortable, you know, for them. Mm. And so it, in my opinion, is a really brave thing that they're doing, man. So yeah, it's interesting that you point that out.
And I think uncomfortability, like, to always want to better yourself, to never be comfortable.
Yep.
You know, because the more you push those limits and boundaries, you discover things you've never seen before.
Yeah. Well, I mean, so the folks that we've been inviting, man, they're just really down to earth folks to begin with. Like, a lot of them come from East Portland.
Right.
A lot of them come from humble backgrounds, you know what I mean? And have been humbled by the B-boy community itself, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? The B-boy community really, you guys kind of put each other in check in certain ways. It's a big family. And I think in a lot of ways that's been resonating in the program. I've noticed that, well, I mean, I don't know. I knew that when you guys were involved, that the guys were going to connect with you right away because you guys are so personable.
Word.
You know what I mean? And the way that you guys have been approaching things has been, I think, really effective because of that. You know what I mean? The guys are real willing to try and do these different things, not only because what they see is like amazing to them, which, you know, everybody's been bringing a really cool flavor and style to the table. I just jump out there really just to let the guys know that, hey, if I can do it, you can do it. You know what I mean? Type of thing.
Right.
But it's our guests that have really brought a lot of the talent to the table and a lot of personality that I think, you know, that background of, you know, probably everybody that's been involved knows somebody who's been incarcerated or you know, has been connected to somebody like that in some way, shape, or form. I don't know. What are your thoughts on that kind
of
stuff?
Yeah, I mean, that's it's on a very personal level because, you know, we're connecting with these kids that don't usually get a lot of interaction from, you know, positively from the outside, especially while in there. So a lot of them, you know, families, issues and whatnot. So, you know, it's good to come in and connect and, you know, like you really can't pay for character. Like, I feel like all the great community of breakers, especially in Portland, are so inviting and welcoming and you know, like we like to have a good vibe. So when we bring that vibe into a class that's at a juvenile detention center, I think it definitely resonates with those guys a lot.
Yeah. Plus, we've been bringing food.
No, I'm just kidding. Oh, shout outs to Voodoo Donuts for donating for 6 weeks straight.
Yeah, yeah. That Buckets. Was a huge hit. And then Green Zebra Groceries, too, for donating food as well. I want to make sure that they get some credit for what's been going on out there. But yeah, man, the B-Boys have really been bringing something good to the table, man. And it's been kind of funny because we had a basic idea of what we wanted to do when Kevin and I were both like put our heads together when we wrote the grant to begin with and had a basic idea of what we wanted to do. And it's funny how we've kind of stumbled because we all of us and the guests all kind of meet up right before we go out there just to kind of talk over like how we want to approach things. And one of the reasons that we do that is because, you know, we really want to take into account where we left off with the guys the last, you know, the week prior and kind of come up with a good game plan for like, hey, man, how should we approach it this week? You know, what do you think is going to be a good formula? Like we have a basic format for what we're going to do, but how can we make things even more relevant and how can we push them a little bit more this time around? I think... probably just once or twice we stumbled a little bit, but we caught it and we picked it up and we turned things around. It's a matter of like really managing the energies. I don't know. Speak a little bit about that.
Yeah, what are your experience it's on definitely that? Teaching for me, especially with, you know, the past year working with incarcerated youth through Morpheus Youth Project have been, you know, big learning experience. And I think it's all about having a good, you know, like guiding it as you go. Because you could have, we'll come in with a plan, like, hey, we're going to do this, and it'll totally switch on us for one reason or another, and we kind of have to be reactive to it. But I think that's like a hip-hop thing. That's a breaking thing. You got to come out and react. You're reacting to whatever happens. And no matter what obstacles come your way, you're gonna work it out and have a good reaction. Improvise. You know? Right. It's like freestyle, baby.
Yeah, in a way, you know what I mean? Like we have a format, we have a formula, we have an idea what we want to do, but you never know what you're going to expect. You know, you might have guys that were really kind of doing well and all of a sudden, boom, they're locked up, you know, they're not allowed to come out because, you know, there was an altercation or something that happened on their unit or what have you. Or I don't know, man, I've been out to McLaren. I was locked down for the first time at McLaren I think it was a couple months ago. there was an incident there, you know, and they're like, yeah, can't go anywhere. You got to stay on the unit with us. So I hung with the guys on the unit for a while, which was cool. That was kind of fun too. So, but yeah, it was a trip, man. They had to kill our program right in the midway, midway and bring the guys into the back area. Where we were at in that cottage and then I just had to wait, you know, until things settled down. There was like a ambulance and a fire truck that drove in there, and it was a pretty
definitely unique working pretty wild working scenario. Inside.
Yeah, it's a trip, man. It's like you said, man, you gotta be on your toes.
Yeah.
Really gotta be on your toes. What are some other things that you feel have been a little bit different? About you know, working in this kind of environment?
Well, definitely with the contrast from McLaren, we're getting, you know, youth that have, you know, just recently got incarcerated. So, you know, I think one of our youngest students was 15. And you know, like, it's like moving, or it's a trip to see, you know, someone like that, you know, like my cousin's age, my little brother's age, you know, like going through something like that. But you really want to you really want to be there for them and, you know, like make that connection. Because I feel like, you know, nothing's different from a session, from a regular practice. And I just want them to get that feel of like the normalcy of, you know, connecting with peeps and, you know, building ideas and being creative.
Well, man, I really have appreciated having you be a part of the team and to be a part of the program, be a part of my organization, and to be on the show with me tonight, man. So I want to thank you for that. I also want to thank all the folks that have been involved too, man. It's been a really good program, and we got more stuff coming, man. It's
for sure. Thank you to Morpheus Youth Project for always supporting my crew and the endeavors that we make, whether it's jams or for teaching and countless other things for the community. So we're just glad to be here for the ride.
Right on, man. It's an exchange, man. It's an exchange. Right on. Well, that does it for our show today, man. You've been listening to Prison Pipeline on KBOO. This is, you know, I've been your host, Carlos Chavez. Our topic was positive change within youth corrections. Listen to this and previous Prison Pipeline programs at kboo.fm/prisonpipeline. We always podcast and, you know, upload the show to the website afterwards. Like us on Facebook at Prison Pipeline. Morpheus Youth Project is out there too if you want to check that out. Thanks to our engineer, Michael. And stay tuned for more grassroots programming here on KBOO.